This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McBean. After China announced Friday of additional tariffs of $75 billion worth of American products, U.S. President Trump upped the stakes. The United States will additionally hike tariffs on Chinese products, according to the president. He's saying he's increasing the 25% tax effective October 1st on $250 billion on goods of products from China to 30%. Additionally, Trump announced on Twitter the tariffs on the remaining $300 billion of Chinese goods to be imposed on September 1st will rise from the 10% level to 15%. He also declared he is ordering American companies to immediately start looking for alternatives to China before departing for the G7 summit in France. The president explained why he believes he has that authority.
Well, in 1977, we had an act passed, a National Emergency Act. I have the absolute right to do that. We'll see how that goes, but I have the absolute right. 1977, check it out.
The escalating trade war unsettled markets Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average of the New York Stock Exchange closed off more than 620 points, a loss of 2.37%. North Korea has conducted another missile launch, violating an apparent promise to President Trump to refrain from such tests after the conclusion of U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan's government first reported the launch, calling it a ballistic missile. South Korea's military confirmed the news minutes later, saying that North Korea had fired two unknown projectiles from the South Hamgyong province into the sea off its eastern coast. Earlier this month, Mr. Trump in a tweet said that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un promised to stop launching missiles and return to nuclear talks once the latest round of U.S.-South Korean military drills ended.